Nazir, Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi Meis Batchila Mushkov Kedarko. Person finds a dead body. Batchila means, like the Pharisee points out, it's the first body that he's finding. And it's also, like the Rav and the Mepharshim point out, it's Hamotzi. He's finding it. He didn't know it was there. Nobody purposely buried the body there. He just finds it there. And it's Mushkov Kedarko, meaning the body's lying in the way the Jews bury people. Lying straight with his arms on his chest. Not like sitting upwards, like Abe Lincoln or something like that on his pedestal over there. So there's a reason to assume that this is a Jewish body. Notlo vest fusaso. So to give it a proper burial and to bring it to the Beis HaKfaris, he would take this body and also the tfusa around the body. The tfusaso, like the Rav says, includes all of the earth that's around the body where the decay and the blood would absorb into. And then they'd go even further. They would dig another 3 fingers worth of ground around that as well. So that's the earth that would have to go with the body. And it's learnt out from Yaakov Avinu. And the Mefarshim explain it's in Asmachta. So it's not Minatar, it's learnt out from there. But nevertheless, it says, Nusasani mi Mitzrayim. Yaakov says that he wants his body to be carried from Mitzrayim. So why do you have to say that? Obviously, it's going to be carried from Mitzrayim. So the Mefarshim say that he meant that he wants to take the earth of Mitzrayim with his body. The earth that he was buried in. Mutter means, the Rav says, you're allowed to move this body. Matzah Shnayim, what if there are 2 bodies? Neutlon ve'est fusasan, same thing. You're allowed to take them both. No reason to assume that this is a Beis HaKfaris and they were purposely left here with the Beis HaKfaris. Matzah Shloisha, but if he finds 3, depends. Im yesh bein zeh lezeh me'arba amas v'yad shmoina. If between these bodies there was between 4 and 8 amas separating, harei zeh shchunas kvaros. You have to assume that this is a shchunas kvaros. This is a burial cemetery area, and therefore you can't move them. And the Rav points out, Lav Dafka, if you know that this body was specifically buried here for a reason, even if it's not a Shunas Kvaros, also you can't move it. But when there's just 2, we just assume that it was put there temporarily to be moved. 3, it's obvious that they were specifically buried there, and it's a Beis HaKfaros. Now the Rav points out that the Beis HaKfaros that they used to have at the time of the Mishnah used to be like a chamber that was 6 amos long and 4 amos wide. And then the bodies put, I guess, into the wall under the ground on the sides. And if there was a body buried on the top, on the northeast part, and there was a body buried on the southwest part of this chamber, so it's like diagonally across, the length of diagonal is about 8 amos from the top right to the bottom left. So that's why the max is 8. Really, it's a little less than that, but they're just being machmir chazal with the shear. 4 to 8. It's 4, it's directly across, it would be 4. And hopefully there's a picture below. So now he sees it's a shunas kvaros. Bodek emenu lalon esrim amos. So now he's got a bibodek around the circumference, another 20 amos. Why 20? So the Rav points out, according to the Chacham, that besides this chamber that was 6 long, 4 wide, the chamber next to the chamber would be like a chatzar that was separating from another chamber of dead bodies. And this chatzar was 6 by 6. Therefore, it's possible that you had one dead body that was close to 8 amos away from another dead body. Let's say northeast, southwest, top right, bottom left. And then had the next dead body that was another 6 amas away from that, because the next chamber would start after the courtyard of 6 amas. So that's so far 14. Then you could say another 6 if you found it 6 amas away.
Sorry about this. I don't know why the recording is doing an echo. But this must be a mechayev listening to me now like this. Matza echad besof esrim ama. He finds a dead body now at the end of 20 amas, bodek imenu ulahalon esrim amas. So now he continues, and he's bodek another 20 amas. Sharaglaim ladavar, meaning, similar to the way the Rav said before, that there's a logical reason that this is part of a larger Beis HaKfaris because of the other dead bodies that were found. That's what raglaim ladavar means here. And according to the Rambam, it would be the same way that the Rambam learns raglaim ladavar, that raglaim ladavar means that there's a lot of ways that it can go. But because of chazakas, and we have a chazaka that this is a basic first from the bodies that we found, and we go after chazakas. Shilu mitchila metzol, not lo ves tfusasa. Because if you would have just found it for the first time, without other bodies preceding your findings, if it was just the first time you found it, you would have just been able to take it, and also it's tfusa. Like we said, you can move it. But once you started finding other dead bodies, then there's a chazaka that this is a basic first.